recording.
Real cool.
Right, now turn. Torch. Whoa, that was bright. I blinded myself. We are live. Actually, no, we're not. My friend. Now we are. My phone just freaked out. It's like, you're not alive.
I'm just going to quickly say it's a bit later than usual. It's gone 11. We got carried away with a new game that I found.
This is extremely complicated.
It's not when you actually, like, take your time to figure it out.
Building is pretty... Oh, fuck. Wow. Sorry, I just wanted it up. But my god, that did scare the...
Yeah. But we started playing a game called The Planet Crafter, which is kind of like a mix of Subnautica. Basically like Subnautica on Mars.
What's Subnautica?
Subnautica is basically...
That's such a cool name.
Think of the game we were just playing.
Yeah.
But on a planet that's almost entirely underwater.
Oh, is it a hard game?
It is relatively hard, because in that game, there's actually stuff that wants to kill you.
Apart from that, it's like the building stuff, okay?
The building stuff is similar.
So you just build stuff, and that is it?
Subnautica actually has like a... You have like goals that you're trying to get to, and like there's actually some kind of story.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't played Planet Crafter enough in order to know what exactly... Obviously, we know what the goal for Planet Crafter is. That's the game we're playing. And that's to terraform the planet into, like, an oasis, like a safe place for humans. And it's really fun. I really enjoy it. Because, it was funny, because when we play together, we play games in creative. We just do stuff.
Yeah.
It's... The problem with doing that with Planet Crafter, which we did, is I knew where to start, yet...
Monty,
come on. But, you know... Like, I was doing all the normal stuff, and then suddenly... The power would go out. I'm like, what on earth did you put down? Like, the portal generator. Like, pretty sure that's an end game thing, but okay, let's have a look. I looked at the freaking energy consumption. Like, we were not producing enough energy, like, anywhere near what it needed to actually run.
And that's why it wasn't working.
Yeah.
It needed a lot of energy.
Yeah.
So if you just
weren't there yet.
If you just covered the whole planet with solar panels, it would basically
maybe
work.
But you know, eventually you can use like nuclear energy in that.
So you haven't got to that point.
No. But it's a fun game. I'm definitely gonna be playing it more.
Listen, I was watching a really good game. Not a movie. This YouTube video.
Yeah.
There's people like, you know, they're camping, happen to be a forest.
Yeah.
And they're doing a ghost story. And I'm like, how can you do a ghost story in the middle of a forest?
Oh, that's a perfect spot for them, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but it's scary as hell.
Exactly, that's the whole point of a ghost story.
Can you just imagine like talking half a foot and all of a sudden just hearing a flipping barn owl screaming?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, you would.
That's why they do it.
You would literally would absolutely would, probably would. Mm-hmm. And then they're doing it next to a reported UFO landing. So I was like, okay, that just makes it more scary.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah.
That's why it's scary.
See, I'm fine.
Make it more scary. I see you say me in the woods. I can go in the woods in daytime.
Yeah.
But when I go on my own.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing, though. Even in daytime and you can see, I still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I know exactly what
you mean. If there's two people with me, I'd be fine.
Mm.
If I'm on my own,
no.
It's just the being in the woods on your own.
for some reason I always feel like something's gonna, like, something's like watching you or something.
Going to attack you or something.
It's insane.
I can't, like, do that. See, sorry, when we used to camp in the forest, in Rangeland Forest, it was a really nice campsite, lovely campsite. But I was more safer because there was multiple people there.
Yeah.
There was like over 100 people camping there.
Oh damn, that's a lot of people.
I think it was like 100-ish, but in caravans and camp.
Yeah.
And because we were on the outskirts of the woods, so we were like, see, we were woods here, and we were like in the mid, out of the, on basically on the edge line. But I felt safer.
Yeah.
Knowing that there was like multiple people around me.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I could do it on my own, but I would have to be in the middle of the centre.
Yeah.
I couldn't just be on the outskirts. But also I have a phobia of night. Because it's the fact, like, you could, like, sit there and stargaze.
Yeah.
And that's that fear that someone could just come up behind you and just scare the living daylights out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, you would have to have someone there or a camera watching you.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that there's nothing coming up. See, I couldn't do that. I mean, in stargazing, when I did the telescope, I had to put the other light on so it would catch me, because I didn't like the fact I was on my own with a dog,
like
pitch black, looking at the sky through a telescope and wondering, is someone going to come up and literally boo the daylight out of me?
Yeah.
But also, you watch these movies where people, you know, end up getting assaulted.
Yeah, there's like all kinds of movies with
people who end up being assaulted or die. So I'm like looking at the telescope going, I'm not gonna get so, it goes through your head, like your brain stops going into this panic mode where you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm fine in daytime.
Yeah.
Because I can see. At dark you can't really see further than you can't even see even directly where you are.
Yeah.
But you feel like your senses are, like, impacted.
Yeah.
You can hear. The thing is, in me, though, I would not cope if I went blind.
Yeah.
Because I like to see.
Yeah.
Because if I can see, I can be like, okay, there's a threat there. But night, I can't. I have to have a light on that when I go to sleep. Because I could not see in pitch dark. And I have to have a fan on, so there's something in the background. Because if it's, like, at night, people can sleep at night with lights off and no sound. I can't. Because I'm paranoid that someone's going to... I'm paranoid that someone's going to, like, come up or, like, hit a bang. But my mind... And you left the TV on.
Yeah. Just so we can actually, like... We've just stopped outside my place. And we can see my room because it's at the front of the house. And my TV is still on.
Oh,
I thought I turned it off. I clearly haven't.
Oh, wasn't it someone on... Oh, what's that new to it? It was some social media platform. It came up, you know, after you start watching, you know, Bit of Fears, how, like, stuff works in sci-fi.
Yeah.
It came up with this thing, and it's like, this guy built a... wasn't it a Star Trek simulation in his own house?
Oh, damn.
So halfway through his house was like the Star Trek simulation. And it was all kitted out like the movie of Stargate or Star Trek.
Yeah.
And the buttons actually like did stuff.
That's actually really
and
cool.
Shoot stuff.
That's really cool.
And like the whole build, like the whole, it's like a simulation. So
yeah.
Like if you got attacked, like the building would like move.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was really cool. It was outside his house, but like the whole thing would like shift. Oh, he was having such a great fun.
That was so freaking cool.
He was having like, a great fun, like, just, no, blowing up a random ship.
That is really freaking cool.
I know, but they're really expensive.
Like, insanely expensive.
But they're really cool, though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to San Florida, you can fly the, what's the ship in Star Wars?
The
Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon.
You can fly that and take it to hyperspace and all that cool stuff.
That is cool.
But yet, to buy that on its own, that's like over 1,000.
I mean, that's well more than that.
Way
like
more.
Like over 1,000,000.
And yet, like, they keep talking about games are going to be like that. And you think, yeah, but we're just not nowhere near.
Careful, we're touching. I see something come up. Sorry. don't want you to accidentally ban someone.
No. But we're nowhere near that. We haven't, like, it needs, the technology needs to come cheaper.
Yes.
To the point where and people can actually do it.
Because, like, I was saying today, I bought a new game. I bought Helldivers 2. People on TikTok probably know exactly what I mean. Helldivers 2, amazing game. I really want to play it. I download it. I can't run it. Because I don't have a GPU that's strong enough.
Is your graphics card okay?
That's what I'm talking about. GPU graphics card. Basically same
thing. Yeah, when people go GPU, I'm like, do you mean graphics card? Because in my brain, a GPU is a graphics card.
Yeah. It's not thingy enough. It's not the right level.
Can you not upgrade it?
I'd need to get a new one and install it into my PC.
Oh, that means taking the PC, all the PC stuff out.
Taking it all apart. Remembering where everything goes.
Which is the worst thing.
Buying a new GPU, which is insanely...
They're expensive.
They're really expensive.
Like, they're over like a grand.
The one that's recommended for the game, at minimum, it's like over 100 quid.
Stuff like...
I'm like, no.
Plus delivery.
Plus freaking delivery.
Delivery.
It would be... It's insane.
Why do you have to pay for delivery? It's you're so paying annoying. Over 100, but yeah, you still have to pay for delivery.
It's annoying.
It's
so
like
now
I'm
I
paying
have
you...
the game. I can't play anywhere else because I don't have a PlayStation.
And GeForce Now does not support it.
It's not on GeForce Now because Sony. Xbox has got their games on it.
Microsoft hasn't. Because Sea of Thieves is not on it.
No, but Xbox games can be on it.
Yeah.
And you can play games because you have it on Xbox.
I know Microsoft said they weren't going to put hardly any of their games on it because they didn't want to be accessed.
But there are games that you could get on Xbox
that are
available on...
They restricted what certain games could go on.
Yeah, but they're still there.
They're still there.
But the PlayStation got any of their games on there.
I think there was a Nintendo... I think Nintendo Switch games on there. I've seen...
Yeah, but Nintendo Switch games are, like, on...
Anything.
Most places.
I've seen, what's it called, PlayStation 5 games on that.
You have which ones?
Occasionally.
Because they haven't put Helldivers on there, which is really annoying.
I mean, the
new...
Because
now I can't play this
game.
The
new Call of Duty's on that.
Oh, yeah, but who...
You put Call of Duty's on there anyway, because it's Call of Duty.
Yeah. It's
Fortnite's
like,
on there, because it's Fortnite.
Yeah, because it's Fortnite. But to be fair, I look at the different... Is a thing. Call of Duty. We used to play it.
I don't play it anymore.
We don't play
I've
it anymore.
I've lost interest. I'm
because
gone from
it's
like.
It's getting more. It's like. It's. In,
I'm getting from more, you know, shooty to more simulations now.
Yeah.
So I'm coming away from being shooty to like, I'm going to build my city.
Yeah.
Which I built Cities Skyline. See, I'm comfortable building Cities Skyline because I played Cities Skyline 1, so it's not scary at all.
No, yeah, like you kind of have a basic
you know what
knowledge
you're doing.
Of what to do.
And yes, they put a mod in, it was really, really annoying. Like, it's more, it gives you like a bunch of houses, but wouldn't give you a beach.
What?
So it was a beach pack with no beach.
That doesn't make any sense.
So you bought the pack with no beach.
But it was called a beach pack.
Yeah, but
that
you couldn't like build your own beach. It was like, it's a beach pack, but you don't get water in it.
Well, you can't build like a you like custom beach.
Yeah, you can't. And they've
that
just added mod support.
Because
when they released it, it had no mod support.
Yeah, but to be fair, I guess it's a game like that with loads of different like.
But my god, you know how the CPU you have to have on that game?
The GPU, yeah.
It's horrendous.
Games are getting more and more advanced. If you don't upgrade your PC, you'll eventually just not be able to play games.
I downloaded it on my PC.
Like new games.
It crashed my PC.
Exactly.
It lagged to the point where it just... And I was like, okay,
that's
time to play it on GeForce.
That's why I love GeForce now, because like you don't have to worry about this... Like,
no, because they've got like the gaming computer there, and
you
just stream it.
You don't have to worry about system requirements, because... Their computers are taking all of the heavy lifting. All you're using is basically your monitor
and
your keyboard and mouse.
And Wi-Fi.
And Wi-Fi.
And Wi-Fi.
That's all it's using when you're using like a streaming thing like that. I just wish more companies would use it.
And
because more people would play their games, it would make sense. But no, they're annoying.
Plus, that your games are saved on their servers.
Yeah.
So you don't have to,
so
like...
So it's like on the cloud, so you're not going to accidentally get rid of your save.
Yeah,
because it's
or panic on... that your PC's frozen and it's just wiped out the whole of it.
Yeah, whereas they've got it on their... It can recover on their servers.
The thing I absolutely love, like, you could play Planet Zoo and City Skyliner on a Mac, a phone, a tablet, and a TV. With a mouse and a keyboard.
Yeah, as long as you got the mouse and keyboard and...
You're fine. I think I played Planet Zoo on an actual Chromecast. And I played it,
nice.
Played on the TV screen on like 4K.
Yeah.
I went, this is so cool. I don't need a high quality gaming PC.
But like, because of this new game, if I want to play it, I'm going to have to upgrade.
Yeah.
And I am not buying a PlayStation.
No.
I've recently bought an Xbox. I'm not getting a PlayStation.
No. But then where you can pass the thing, the room, the storage.
The storage. That's the other problem.
They're so big now. You're like, what the hell? You're that big? And I've got PlayStation 4 and it takes up this amount of room.
Some space, and you're like, damn. Like.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I'm glad that I didn't, because now like I've always wanted to play it still on the PlayStation. But when
it
came,
it's
on the PlayStation, it was like, what the hell?
In order to get the game, like at all, like you have to buy it plus all the packs, which is like over £100. I'm not paying £100 for a game I've technically already have on my PC.
That's like basically rebuying all the DLCs, but that's
all
like,
over again.
But that's not buying the new DLCs, which are out now.
No, it's getting all the old stuff for a really
And then
high
you
price.
Have to wait another month for that new DLC to be added on.
Then you have to pay for more in order to get it. Nope.
No?
Nope. No.
But think about it, GeForce Now, every week they get a new game added on.
Yeah.
And also,
I really like it.
Google did their own version, but their version shut down due to, like, funds.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
That's now not... existing anymore, but apparently GeForce Now is like the top predator. It's like the top competitor. Everybody knows their CPUs.
GPUs.
Yeah,
they're systems.
Well, yeah, because you can either buy the membership or you can like buy. They build like game PCs. They build servers. They do build servers. They build like. Hard drives.
Yeah,
and like,
Nvidia
when you,
is a really good
when
company
you, like,
for
watch
gaming consoles.
Videos, like the best consoles, gamers, like
PCs.
Always add. You should go for Nvidia.
Nvidia is really good.
So Nvidia is like well known for its good stuff. And when GeForce Now came out, we're like, oh, it's Nvidia. We know Twitter.
Yeah,
and people are
Nvidia.
Fine with
we
it.
We use Nvidia, and now, although my computer technically doesn't use an Nvidia. Like set up, it technically my GPU is Radeon, but it still runs pretty dang good.
I mean, you could run if you load Planet Zoo and I played it on Nvidia, it's exactly the same.
Yeah,
there's no difference.
Mm. Yeah,
and
like my computer can play Planet Zoo pretty easily.
Like you get six hours on Nvidia. I never go over that. I only do like 3 hours, and I've actually timed it. It's like 3 hours, and that is it.
It depends on the game for me.
Yeah, after a while.
Because there's certain games that I'll play, that I'll go to GeForce to play, and some that I'll just click play, like on normal.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of games we used to play that we haven't played in years.
Yeah, because either it's not on GeForce now, or my PC can't support it.
Yeah, because like, I feel like we used to play Call of Duty a lot.
I still got like the disc version.
Yeah, because we used to play it on
PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4
and Xbox 360.
And Xbox 360. Yeah, those were I started playing Call of Duty where I got Call of Duty Ghosts.
That was the
best. And
that's
still
one
of my favorites.
Can you remember Infinite Warfare? We had you were like this massive like robot, and
you would always choose it.
And I always.
You would always decimate. Every freaking like.
But it was fun. Like you're like inside this robot, and you could like shoot and like fire. It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was very satisfying. I don't know why, but it was really satisfying.
Yeah.
Or you could be like a drone and start like shooting people and being invisible.
I'm trying to remember other games we used to play that we don't anymore.
So cool.
We used to play, do you remember Battleborn?
Yeah. That was sad though when they pulled the servers. That was an emotional day.
We used to play Battleborn a lot. But then again, we didn't at the time.
Sure, that's.
We used to play that before we even started playing Overwatch.
Yeah, because I sold it, bought it, and then all of a sudden we played it for a couple of weeks, and it's like, oh no,
servers are down, and like we can't get rid of the disc now.
You can't sell it; it's worth nothing.
Yeah,
you could practically get on the street, give it away to someone, and be like, hey, do you want it?
Yeah, here's a game.
Doesn't work, but you can have it.
It's so annoying when they do that, because that was fun. I liked that game. The characters all seemed like unique. I really liked the steampunky sniper dude.
Yeah, I love like the...
You like the eagle dude?
Eagle dude. He was fun.
Can't remember any of
their
names.
He drowned people with water.
I feel like that wasn't that guy.
Yeah.
I feel like it was one of the other guys.
Someone else.
But that was a good game that we used to play.
I'm going to end on one topic.
Oh, one topic.
We were in... Me and my college friends were talking about our childhood, like all the TV series. And there was one friend, he never heard of Teletubbies.
What?
Never heard of Postman Pat.
What?
Never heard of Balamory.
Balamory?
Never heard of the Night Garden.
Did this guy watch?
You know the Night Garden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, never heard of the Night Garden.
Iggle Pickle.
Iggle Pickle. That massive train.
Train.
God, I was 12 when it came out. It came out in 2007.
Yeah, my niece and
that's
nephew.
That's scary.
My niece and nephew used to watch it.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But it came out in 2007. I was like, oh my God, I was 12.
Yeah.
My phone actually did the maths for me.
I used to watch, when I was really little, I used to watch 64 Zoolane.
Mr. Tumble. He hasn't heard Mr. Tumble. He was like, "What? Well, here's Mr. Tumble." I was like, do you not know Mr. Tumble?
What did this guy watch?
He just mostly just watched Disney movies. He didn't even watch any of BBC.
To be fair, when you've got Disney movies, you can't, like, at that age.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching them all the time. I used to love Disney movies.
He didn't see, like, the Octonauts. And I was like, you didn't see the Octonauts?
To be fair, I didn't watch the Octonauts.
That was like
I've heard of them, but I haven't watched.
But I was like, you haven't, like... And you haven't heard of... You know, bananas in pajamas.
Oh, that
did
one.
Didn't watch that. And we were so shocked. It's like, how have you not seen Teletubbies?
And there was another one is Noddy.
Noddy.
You
and
Noddy.
You just sit there. It's like, it's funny that you all know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You can remember the character.
Who does no idea what you're talking about. And they're like, Noddy. Like, come on.
He's like, you can't remember. I was like, Teletubbies and Balamory. And then we had this conversation about Balamory, right?
Balamory.
And
yeah.
We could remember in our childhood, like, we used to go down all the kind of houses, used to live in them.
I loved the girl that lived in the yellow house.
House, yeah.
And I loved the, was it bus lady?
Yeah, the bus lady.
I loved them too.
And they had like the school where you used to go into the school.
Yeah.
And had the restaurant.
Yeah.
Damn. What's the story in Barrymore?
And then there was like the pink castle.
Yeah.
That was iconic.
That was adorable pink castle. Like you just wanted to live there. I found it's in Scotland.
Dang.
But I was like, how can you not, like, you never heard of these things? We were just so shocked. So it's like, the Night Garden, how?
Like, how do you not know any of this?
How do you not, and my friend says, turns out, you've just missed your whole life of childhood. Mm-hmm. You just missed your childhood there.
Mm. Oh. I was just looking up the name of another one that I used to watch.
I remember when Postman Pat came out. Like, the first Postman Pat.
Mm.
And that's when they all said, oh, yeah, because you're old, that's probably why.
Yeah. And then, I just found another one that I used to watch. I used to watch Madeleine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which was so cute, because it was like a little French girl. Oh. Just going on these little adventures with her.
Did you hear about that? So cute. You know, in... The Night Garden. Well, we were talking about it, and it was like, you know, like Daisy and that, like, got married and all of that.
What?
They got married.
What?
You know, Daisy and the blue dude.
Yeah.
They got married. I remember that scene.
I don't.
They like, got married.
I never watched it, but also,
like, what? And everyone else remembered, oh, yeah, I remember that scene. And then I was like, oh, do you remember the second scene when he, like, throws over his snuggie and tries to suffocate? He throws over the snuggie, and it's like a scene what says, don't do that. You could, what? You could
what
injure
her. What happened to the night guy?
He went, don't do that. I can injure that, injure Daisy. And I was like,
okay, I mean, I guess that's a good lesson for kids. Don't strangle your friends.
No, it wasn't strangling. He was putting, like, his duvet over her.
Yeah.
And it was like, don't do that, because you could injure your friend.
Like, as wild.
No, it was his snuggly he threw over her.
Yeah.
And people were like, I can't remember that. It's like, yeah, I can remember that. Because I remember the warning going on the screen going, do not do this. This can cause damage to your friend.
I'd never watched it, so I have no idea. Like,
I love the old dude. You know, the one with massive... Oh, had his bike. And he's going, nope, nope.
Okay, yes.
He was adorable.
He was one of my favourites.
He was adorable. Like, you sat right on his bike and go, mac, mac. Macapaca, sorry.
Yes, Macapaca.
Macapaca.
That's his name, Macapaca.
Oh, I miss my childhood.
Yeah. I remember I would get up early every morning just to watch Pokemon.
No, I used to stay right at the end just to see Night Guardian because I was like,
To be fair, I was a Pokemon kid.
Can you remember that massive train that had sit in and it used to go around?
Yes.
Can you remember the balloon thing?
Yes.
Can you remember when it got to the end and it all had to go to sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, that
and then they'll be on the little boat.
Yeah. And then, there was, these massive floatable things, which used to terrify me. You remember those massive floatable things?
No.
They're inflatable.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, no, yeah, I remember.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
But that was, like, right at the end of CBs. And he's never heard of, you know, the lady in Tracy? She lives in a care home.
Tracy Beaker.
Yeah.
Yes.
He'd never heard of her.
Are you kidding me?
Never. I was like, how do you not know this?
Well, you had Tracy Beaker, and then you had the follow-up.
Yeah, when
she was
old.
Working there.
Yeah.
When she was, like, an adult.
Yeah. And he's like, no, I've never heard of it.
And the story of Tracy Beaker. God. Iconic. She was freaking amazing.
It was. You could never remember that. And I was like, you can't remember that.
To be fair, I also read a lot of Jacqueline Wilson books, so I had heard of Tracy Beaker before I watched the show. But,
I want to rewatch my childhood, back.
Yeah, go back and just,
rewatch.
Watch it all again for the first time.
Well, I want to rewatch Tracy Beaker, because that was such a good show.
Do you remember, I don't know if you ever had these, my brother, when he still used to go to church, he got me the Veggie Tales DVDs.
Yeah.
I loved those.
I remember that. That was, really creepy.
It was really weird.
It was...
But also, I kind of loved it. Because Larry was kind of amazing. Larry was just a legend. Freaking pickle.
I was like... And he never heard of Noddy.
Yeah.
He was like, no. And I was like, how is this
possible?
To be fair,
if you just watched Disney Kids, maybe you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. But it's like, you miss out the most critical, fun stuff.
There's so many things that you miss out on. Another one was Art Attack. I used to watch Art Attack all the time.
Do you know what? I love Tracy Beaker. Because it showed you what goes on in, an actual, what's the word? My brain has now forgotten the word.
Mm.
Where she, what she lived in? It wasn't a care home. It was a...
What, Tracy Beaker?
Yeah.
It was, what's it called?
Oh. Where people go and...
I know what you're talking about.
It's not a care home, but it's a similar like a care home. No.
Hang on, I'm looking it up.
Is it as similar to a care home? Well, it is, because they care for kids. Oh, what was it?
Hang on.
I'm just going to have to end the live because my phone's at
12%. I will.
So it's bye from me and it's bye from Rachel. I just got to end the live because my phone's at 12%. My phone won't make it.
I'm pretty sure it is technically called a care home.
Care home.
I think.
Yeah, because she went in it, didn't she?
Yeah.
It was so cool. Yeah, because
at the
cool.
end she finally got adopted by Cam.
Yeah.
That was so sweet. I love that. Because Cam is so sweet.
Who did not love Cam?
I know, right?
And it was like, she, it was all inside, like, how, like, this, you know, the one who's got black hair, how she was, like, so...
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
her,
naughty.
Yeah, and then Tracy would constantly brag about her mum being, like, a super famous film star.
Which was, like,
and now
not
she was
true.
Like, any day now she's going to come pick me up. And doesn't take help. Me off and be some Hollywood star.
Which was so sad. You're just like, that's not... No, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I love... Oh.
It made me feel really bad. Like,
you
like
felt all the bad kids, for her.
I feel like all the kids, like, you, like, learned more about them and, like, oh, that sucks.
You know
sucks.
The twins they added in?
Yeah.
I was going to audition for that.
Really?
Me and Luke were going to audition for that scene.
That would have been cool, but to be fair.
The thing was, the agent was like, one had to be 12 and one had to be, like, 8-ish. And
but that doesn't make sense.
No, but that was the criteria at the time. So
you didn't want twins to be twins?
No, it was very bizarre. Like
that doesn't make sense.
You no, one had to be 12. Sorry. One had to be 12 and one had to be like 13 older.
Okay.
But then the weird thing was like I would have got in, but you wouldn't be able to get in. But they weren't the same family. So like if you got in, they weren't your brother to get in. Like it had to be
actual like, relationships. Relatives.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't, the qualifications was you had to be a twin to get in.
But they didn't. You had to be a twin.
But the agent was like, one had to be 12, one had to be 13.
But that means that they wouldn't be twins.
Yeah, which we got, we were like, hold on a minute.
So you want twins, but you don't want twins.
Yeah, it was really
you just
cheesy.
Want siblings.
And, like, you had to go to, like, I think it was, like, London and audition. And then, like, after that, you then had to, like, go into the film.
Mm.
And, like, the people who did it, I mean, yeah, they're okay, but they're weird.
Yeah, it sounds it.
The twins that they had were really weird. And they used to speak at the same time. I was like, what the hell?
Twins don't normally do that.
But they were, like, twins, like, were so bad. Like, the backstory was, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
These twins were, like, so... So abused, and like because they're so abused, one of them doesn't talk, one does talk.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, okay.
But
they're weird because they used to talk at exactly the same time in one scene. It was like really creepy. It was like,
yeah,
and like one of them didn't even talk, like the whole of the series, that one of the girls did not talk, and like they were just shy. And one of the twins would talk, the other twin wouldn't talk.
Mm.
And, like, it was like...
That is kind of weird now to think about it.
And I was like, why would Beavie do that? How is someone who's 12, but then how someone who's 15?
Like, 13.
13. I'm like, how like, does that
do you
work?
Not want twins to play twins?
But, like, the one qualification was, because I remember I had to audition, it was like a tick box.
Mm.
So I got through for the twin.
Mm.
Partially got through for the 12-ish. Mm. Luke didn't get partially in, because he had to be that age. And then we were all set to go to London, and we pulled out.
Yeah.
At the last minute.
Do we want to stop? Because it is 20 to midnight.
Yeah.
20 minutes till midnight.
So I need to go to my TikTok. No. Where the hell is... I've lost the Spotify app.
Uh-oh.
It has disappeared. Oh, I found it.
Awesome.
My phone's just died.
Uh-oh.
I can't remember the pin to get into this phone.
Oh no.
Which is even worse.
Oh no. That sucks.
Oh, it's gonna crop. Yeah, if you don't connect it to Wi-Fi, it crops the save. It's I don't know why Spotify. You used to be able to upload it, you could record it and upload
and then
later.
Upload it later.
But now you have to when you record it automatically uploads. And it's like, why?
That sounds ridiculous.
Because what then happens is it then corrupts the audio file.
Mm-hmm.
Right, hold on. Let me... For fuck's sake, phone, stop pissing me off. Open. So...
Bear with it.
I actually remembered the pin. That's rare.
Heck yeah. go.
How the hell did I remember that pin?
Did my TV turn itself off?
Yes, it did.
Huh, cool.
I need to, what can I mean? Just connect, I need to turn data on.
Turn the data on.
Why is it, why is my, turn my phone has just died, so why is it connected to my phone?
That doesn't make sense.
No, my phone just vibrates, so I know it's dead. Hotspot. Enable. Why is it, why is it called my brother's name? It's literally called Luke. Luke, too cool. I'm just going to steal. Okay, it's fine.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Oh, no, I almost clicked your Sky Cube.
Yeah, don't connect to my Wi-Fi. You won't be able to. Okay.
No, I'm just saying this little fart. Oh. I think I recorded it because it went dead silent.
No!
Oh shit, I forgot how to enter the password. Connect me. Oh, you bitch. I'm swearing because I'm getting nervous.
Is it getting there?
No.
Oh no. Two.
I've got to be weird when I get home.
Yeah.
It is the right password. You have low data. Well, then stop loading. I've subscribed to this guy. The guy's called Secret Fault.
Mm-hmm.
And I've subscribed to him because I just love his videos. Because, like, he goes in abandoned buildings. Nice. I wouldn't do it because I don't want to go in an abandoned building on my own.
No.
Plus, it's scary and there's, like, no one there.
And technically not safe.
And that. Not safe. Not safe, but also if you did get caught...
You'd get arrested.
Well, it's not, because it's classed as trespass, so it's a civil matter.
Yeah.
But still, I would not want to go around a creepy building.
No.
In the dark, with no lights.
Mm.
Nah.
No.
No,
thank
you. No. I just watch people do it for me. Like, yeah, you can do it. I can watch you on your videos, but I'm not doing it myself.
Nah.
So, anyways, bye from me.
And it's bye from me. And we'll see you guys next week.